I had a friend who was just like, hey, man, I'm a hacker. Like, do you remember AIM? AOL had this program called Instant Messenger. He's like, hey, man, watch what I can do. And he sent a message and it like made my Instant Messenger stop working. And I just freaked out, just like, how did you do that? Like, I want to do that. And he showed me, and that led into me reading, you know, the famous papers like Smashing the Stack for Fun and for Profit, and realizing that hacking was more than just making somebody's Instant Messenger crash. It was getting into systems. It was making things do stuff that they weren't supposed to do, and nobody even realized that they could do. When I was in fifth, sixth grade, I was in the summer camp, and I remember I was trying to do something on the computer, and it was like, you know, access denied. You can't do that. And it made me mad, just like, really, I can't do that? Well, I'm using the computer. I should be able to do whatever I want. Somehow I figured out by pressing a certain button and a certain sequence, it got rid of the secure shell, the protection that whoever put in place. Anyway, it got past the protection, and I realized I had full access to the computer. I'm just like, oh, okay, well, this is kind of a neat ability. This is almost like superpowers. The city of Rochester in the 60s had this thing where it's like, hey, how about we like bus in kids from the inner city, and we, you know, people can mingle together and they pick up things from each other, and it helps lift the community and all that, right? My dad learned about the urban suburban program from a friend of his, and she had been trying to get her kids in it for years. He signed up for it, and we were blessed enough to get approved for it that same year. So I lived in the hood, and I went to school in a really, really nice suburb. And like, I wasn't the best student. I was like, I don't need school. Like, I'm going to be a computer genius. Like, I don't need school. My family's from Alabama. Like, a couple generations ago, things weren't so great for us. Like, I'd hear the stories of when I was growing up, I didn't have this type of stuff. Like, we grew up in a shack. My dad, he saw all these things and he's like, these are great things, right? Every generation is doing better than the last. And I was just kind of wasting it. Like, some people were really good at school and some people kind of just like marched to the beat of their own drum. I was one of those kids who marched to my own beat. Like, it was just awkward all the time, right? My dad was super supportive. Like, he could see, like, I wasn't interested in school, but he saw that I was really good with computers. And of course, like, my dad and my guidance counselor, they're like, okay, here's this program, the Cisco Network Academy. We know that he's into computers. We might not be able to pull him in with like, hey, academics, but like this program, he'll get an education that he can then go use and be a productive member of society, like a productive part of the workforce. The neat thing about going to the Cisco Academy, it's like we were all different. Every day I was in a class full of other geeks who really love technology, and there wasn't that awkwardness anymore. It gave me a new level of superpowers. It really was like the next level. Like, it felt amazing once I finished the course. Right now, I am the senior security systems administrator. This is definitely a dream job. For the longest time, I've been on the red team side, and now I'm on blue team and realizing it's not a game anymore. It's not people shutting down people's computers. It's not people playing pranks on people. It's people stealing people's data, stealing people's identity, stealing people's money. How do we protect our companies? How do we protect our country? How do we protect our citizens? It's serious business. It's awesome to be where I'm at. I'm incredibly blessed. I'm incredibly lucky. And as much as I didn't listen to my dad, I did listen some. And for the some that I did listen, I'm better for it. My dad was totally able to see my passion in the technology. And he could see that future that I couldn't see. But I think about it sometimes and it's just, I get emotional. It's just like, oh my God, I wish I would have taken more of the opportunities that were presented to me. But now that I can see it, right? Now when I realize where I'm at, now that I see the situation that I'm in and I have the responsibilities that I have, I do feel like it's a moral obligation. It's go time. I'm going to do it.